And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know about is, of course, today is Ash Wednesday. So if you're running around like a crazy person, like everybody else is, log on to KissAlPaso.com. There's a list of a couple of the major churches around town in different parts of town and when they're going to do masses and ash distribution. I talked to somebody in the diocese office and they were like, yeah, we're not doing that whole self-serve ash thing anymore, because people were kind of like, what's the point? You know, I could do that out of the ashtray in my car.
Oh,
you know,
no,
so
no,
I, well, that's, Trisha, I'm no, just saying, I'm
no,
just saying.
Don't say that.
So anyway,
you
so.
You make baby Jeebus cry when you talk like that.
No, I'm letting people know when ashes are going to be given.
Don't make
so,
ashtray jokes.
There are going to be some times where you can catch a mass.
Uh-huh.
There's English and Spanish masses.
Uh-huh.
And then there's going to be some times when you can catch what's called the Liturgy of the Word, where they'll do a reading and then they'll distribute ashes.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to have to cross off ashtray joke. I was going to make one later this morning, but you beat me to it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
The next thing you need to know about is there was some, you know, noise a couple of weeks ago about parking meters in Kern Place.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, you're putting parking meters in front of houses?
Yeah. And they wanted those parking meters to pay for what again?
Stuff in the area.
Okay.
Is basically what
stuff
they're saying.
Stuff in the area, you say. Nothing specific.
Nothing specific.
Just stuff in the area.
Stuff in the area.
Got it.
And the...
Let me translate that for everyone. Stuff in the area means to pay for that boondoggle of a baseball park.
No.
That's what that means.
It's the trolley.
To pay for the boondoggle of a trolley.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. You're absolutely right. They already have the general fund for the baseball
stadium. Sure,
sure.
So, okay. So the parking meters,
right. Well, I compliment them on their foresight.
Okay, so as it turns out, there could be as many as, you might want to sit down for this.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
150 parking meters on Stanton, Cincinnati, and Baltimore.
What?
Which would pretty much wrap up the Kern Place area.
No,
there's not
going to
be any in front of homes in the Kern Place neighborhood, but in the Kern Place like shopping area,
right,
and entertainment district.
Yeah,
150 parking meters.
Uh-huh.
It's not that big of an area.
Oh, no, it isn't.
So, I mean, that's pretty much wrapping it all up in parking meters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Or you can just pay $10. And park across the street.
Because the parking meters will be 25 cents a 15-minute increment.
No way.
So it's a buck an hour.
Oh, but there's got to be like, or just pay this much for the whole night, no?
Not as far as I saw. It
really?
Said 25 cents per 15-minute increments.
Oh, man.
See, I would just rather park in the parking lot, mostly because I just feel like it's safer. The Cincinnati area, the streets are very narrow.
Right, they are.
So I really don't want to put my car on the street.
You know me? I would rather just keep partying on the east part of town.
Brat. And then the last thing you need to know about is, ladies, if you shop at Ulta, you should know that they're facing two lawsuits from women who say that they're selling used products. So this whole thing started when a Twitter user went onto Twitter and she said she was an ex-Ulta employee. And she said that when she worked at Ulta, they had a quota about how much stuff they could return to Ulta as being used and returned items.
Mm-hmm.
So her manager would just say, you know what? Clean everything off with alcohol, seal it back up, put it back on the shelves. And she said everything. Makeup, hair care, skin care, fragrance, hair tools, everything.
All right, but let me ask you this. Is this just like one person, one store?
No, because now other Ulta employees are taking to Twitter, or people who claim they are, who are saying ditto. Because Ulta's like, we will only take back so much before you have to eat that as an individual store.
Well, now, has Ulta responded to these allegations?
Ulta says, of course we're not doing that.
Okay.
And but they said pretty much that's all they're saying because they've got these two lawsuits.
Right, okay.
So, but they're like, of course we don't do that. We would never do that. It's unsanitary. It's you know, illegal, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
We would never do that.
Well, until then, we have to believe that Ulta is telling the truth.
Sure.
Because all the other stuff is just social media hearsay.
Right. But, I mean, you know, the thing is that I would imagine that if you opened up something, even if it was sealed, you could pretty much tell. It's like when you look at shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're buying new shoes, the first thing I do, I turn them over.
Yeah.
Because if they're not pristine on the bottom, man, I go to the next shoe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you are worried about something, or maybe when you get out to your car, open it up or something and take a look and make sure that everything's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's not, take it back.
Three things you need to know, three things people are talking about today. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.